Parashas Masay is a very big parasha. It says it's because it's the parasha almost always after Matan Torah. It has the most psukim, the most medrash, so akapanim. There are three parashas here that are together. Seems very little shaykhas to each other. The first parasha is the parasha Saita, parasha Nazir, and parasha Beruch Kainim. So the parasha Saita is here because it's sort of a chelik of the Mishkan. You take offer from the Mishkan, so that's okay. The parasha's Nazir is next to Saita. Chazal Darshan that parasha's Nazir is an appropriate response to parasha Saita. If a person sees Saita, we call kulo yazatz min hayayin. Okay, so it's sort of a shmira for chatoyim. Person doesn't get drunk, doesn't indulge in taiva and so on. Birchas Kainim seems to be just stuck on. Doesn't seem to be any particular reason why I should be here. So the Medrash says that im nizartem lishma avera, if a person does nizirus, so that keeps an avera, zeichem lebracha, yezeichem lebracha. So it's something that you could pick anything. In other words, there are 101 things that a person is zeichet for bracha. If you did this, you zeichet the bracha. This, you zeichet the bracha. I mean, every mitzvah is you zeichet some sort of bracha. Avraham Avinu was zeichet to brachas to become a mevarech and a mizbarech. Anything that is a davar toiv is roye for bracha. So here, Birchas Kohanim is the etzem bracha. Birchas Kohanim is the avoid of giving bracha to Klal Yisrael. So we pick Nazir. Anything could have worked. I mean, every wonderful mitzvah is mezakeh for bracha. So is there a reason why Nazir specifically is mezakeh for the bracha? We're talking about in Klal Yisrael's entire avoida. So there are brachas that happen from time to time. A chacham is mevarech, a tzaddik is mevarech, the people are mevarech each other. Those are all sort of brachas that happen to come about. And the bracha that there's a chiyuv of bracha, the bracha birchas kainim, that goes in a zirus meyayin. So of all the schusim we want to tell on, well, how about a carbon tamid? Twice a day we're being a carbon tamid. That should be a nice schus or something. So we need to understand the chazal over here that specifically because we were menazer ourselves, lishma ma'avera, that's what was zeichet to bracha. The brachas themselves, one spoke about it, they all come with a standard formula. You have the Shem of Havai in the middle, that's v'som eshrim le'sovin evarchem. The core of every bracha is the Ribbono Shel'olam's he's the Mevarach, it comes from Ribbansham, Pyutke Vavke. The first, the right side of the bracha, Yivarecha, Yisa, Yor, Yivarecha, Yor, Yisa, are all positive one-word brachas. Yivarecha is bracha, Yor is parasponim, and Yisa. So we have three words, each one denotes some sort of bracha, very vague terms, Yivarecha, Yor, and Yisa. Then we have the left side of the Shem Havaya is Vishmerecha, Ashmira. Vichuneka is also understood to be some sort of Shmira, and Vyascha Shalei. So all of the brachas themselves seem to carry, and Rashi points out, Yivarecha Hashem Vishmerecha. He says that any time a person is every bus of dom and he gives a bracha, he can't assure the shmira. You could give somebody money and it'll be stolen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu assures a shmira. The mashmos is that all of the three on the other side of Shem Havaya, except for Panav Elech, obviously, is going to be something which is a type of shmira. So Yishmerecha, we understand. Chuneka is harder, and Vyascha Shalem. Vyas HaShalom could have been a Shmira for the first one. Why is Vyas HaShalom a Shmira for the last one? Vyas HaShalom, it's like it says in Bechukosai, you can give a person all the matanas in the world, if they're shalom, good, if not, not, so fine. So there's no, to us it's interchangeable with Vishmerecha. In the bracha itself of Yisa Hashem Panim Ve'lecha, so it says that the Malachim asked, is, you know, doesn't it say in the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nice upon him? So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what can I do? Klai Yisrael is medaktik al atzmon, that the Mevorech, even on a kezayis and a kebetza. I said v'chalta v'savota, they're involved in kezayis and kebetza. So there's a dictuk over here. If we're already such big tzaddikim, why don't we make a bracha on anything, on a kol shehu? I mean, like, what's the point of making kezayis and a kebetza? Make it a kosher, like birchas hanen. Birchas hanen, you eat one grain of bread, you make a bracha on it. There's no shear for birchas hanen. So why didn't we have the same thing in birchas hamazon? Once we're out to be machmir medayik, also the question is, sahakol, this diuk and dikduk, to do even kezayis and kebetza, it's a rabbanan. That's birsa mazad rabbanan, a kezayis and kebetza. So there are many, 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 many takanas chachamim that go beyond the shuras hadin. That's the nature of rabbanan, where the mechayev trumas and maisris, and all sorts of stuff that the Torah is not mechayev, in place the Torah is not mechayev, in circumstance the Torah is not mechayev. So what's the, I mean, if you're looking for schusim, because klai yisrael is medaktek and mehada, and the rabbanans fit that klau, so there are bleak vul amount of rabbanans that they could have said, they picked these two. And it's interesting, I mean, once already chazal were mesakin to bench on a kebetz and kezayis, what's the problem of doing on anything? Also the loshen, they were medaktek on themselves. They did on everything. There's something here about kezayis kebetza. The Ben Ish Chai says pshat that be'emes, you know, in every chumr, in every hida, lamash or maisa, trumas and maisas. So you're giving maisin from truma from things that you don't need to. Midaraisa, you don't run into any problems with that. You're giving more matas kahuna. You're giving more to levi. There's no issa with it. And so on. The brachas we make a bracha on drabbanas also. By the rice over here, when it's the bracha we're making is not a bracha on something. It's not a bracha on a mitzvah rabbanan. The gufa bracha is the mitzvah. To add a bracha that doesn't exist, the Torah said v'chalta v'savata, is what the bracha is about. It's a bracha on sviya. To make a bracha on something that's not sviya is not a, it's not a tosefes chumra, it's a bracha levatala. It's you're doing something wrong. So he says Chazal redefined what sviya is. Chazal redefined, and it was Chazal expressing klal Yisrael. It's not the pshat that they said, well, we'll forget about it. The Torah says, "V'sviya, we're going to do it on anything." He says, "There's something called sviya gemura, mikta sviya, somewhat of a sviya." So we're defining and we're redefining the term sviya, and not to be as a broad category, but it lemaisa it goes under the category sviya. So he says pshat in the asoras panim. I'd like to understand it a little bit better, understanding taka why this inyan over here is the inyan that's taka the zelu maser for the bracha of nesias panim. So I want to start with the yisoid. The Maggid says it. It's a piece that has in itself. It's part of his difficult piece, but the yisoid itself is something that we could understand. He goes on the pasuk by that it says that the nazir has nezel lekavol roshe, that the he carries the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that exactly mean? What is the nezel kavaroshe? So he says the following. I mean, he explains the following. The nezer implies something beyond. A person stands tall. When you put a crown, it symbolizes something that goes beyond where the person is, above and beyond. How do we understand that klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're saying Nezel Kavresha, he's kilu wearing, he's borrowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown. How do we understand a crown vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By a bus of a dumb, I'm a bus of a dumb. And I have my limitations, and I am what I am. When you put a crown on my head, the crown is ki'ilu beyond myself. I'm drawing malchus, I'm power that is beyond my physical being. That's the concept of a crown. Where does that shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, it's shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia in this world, what the world can take. And there is more to be that could be given, and the world just can't accept it. He says that the Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayavdol lekim. So Rashi says, Roa shein olam, roa ma'aser shoyim, roa shein olam kedai lishtamish with the oyer, omad v'gonzai. So he asks, he saw Ma'aser Shoyim, the Gemara says, and therefore he was going to say it. So he asks, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish Rishon before they did it? Don't you have the concept of, you know, Bashar Rishon, that you don't punish for what's not there? So he says, it doesn't mean a punishment. It means something else. Rosh El Kedai is a takeoff on the words that Shakai Sha'omo Leilomai Dai. So he says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa is B'li Gvul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give infinite amount. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and the amount that he can endow in the world is infinite. The world, giving something that you don't have the ability to be koilet, is not something that is worth anything. I mean, what's the point of being mashpia if there's no mushpa? So I'll teach somebody calculus and the person is clueless. So I could sit and teach, but it doesn't even have a Shem teaching because there's no klita. The part in the nekuda in the bria, the description of the bria as a kli is called dai. In other words, it has a kli kibble. It has it's something which has a metzias, and in that limitation, that's where it's able to be koilet. Let's take a very simple example. If I have a 6 ounce cup, you can pour 6 ounces of liquid into it. 12 ounces, 12, 16, 16 ounces. So a lam will come along and say, the problem that you always limit it. If I cut out the bottom, I have a bleak, vulnerably safe cup, in clinic, I can get bleak, vul coffee. The answer is, I can't get any coffee, because nothing stays. There's no makom klita. So, paradoxically, the limitation, the dai of the bria, is its makom kibble and makom klita. And therefore, when the bria itself needs a dai, shakai shamati loilomi dai. Dai is not, it's nominally, we say it's taking away. I don't say it's something. If I give somebody a matan and I could give him $1,000, I give him $100, and I say it's enough. So I'm cheating the person. I'm shortchanging the person. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving the world a dai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world a kli kibble, gave the world a makam klita. And that's what the world can be koilet. That is the b'chinas dai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the bria with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a look and he saw that the world has no koach, kli kibble, for the oir of Maisa Bereishis, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu, did not give it to the world. It wasn't, the Maggid says, it wasn't b'teiris oynish. He saw she'ein oylem kedai. It means the world doesn't have that dai. It doesn't have what it needs to be koilet, those iris. Looking at the Maaser Shoyim, he saw the world's have it's at b'meila, he was going to sit. So we have, in this world, we have two layers of divine hashpah. We have the nyonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia into this world, and he gave the world a kli kibble, a klita of dai. And b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia as much as possible into that kli. There are in yonim that when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made or and it was mavdil because the world is not kedai, what it means is that the world as is not kedai to be mekabel, but the world has a potential to become that kli, and b'meila that's waiting to give. The description of a metzias of something that was created and withheld because the world does not die means that be'etzem it belongs to the world. The world does not yet have a die. The world only has 12 ounces, and this is the next 4 ounces. And b'meila, the world, if the world goes ahead and makes a kli, it enlarges the die sheboy, then it can take that in also. When we talk about Gidrei Kedusha and Kedusha in general, so what we do is rein in our taivas. And so the two inyanim that are spoken about in Kedusha and the Rambam is Machol Sasuris and Bias Sasuris. Those are the Suri Bia and Machol Sasuris are the two inyanim of Kedusha. So Kedusha starts with a reining in, but it creates a kli for milui, just like kedusha nesuin. Nesuin is better a positive relationship. It means that the world of the woman is mismali with her husband, but it starts first with excavating. It starts with eliminating, and then it becomes royu for the milui. So kedusha, it starts. So just like the Moshe Rabbeinu says in Bias Asuris, that hirhurim are only in a lave that's pani from chachma. So it's vice versa. It's also true. Kol zman a person is mushka in a world of dimyan, in a world of not kedusha, then there's no makom for kedusha to be chal. Inasmuch as a person reigns in taiva and kedusha, the personality of the person, the kli of Shabbai, becomes pani for inyan ruchniyim. So the kilkel of Saita was a kilkel where Saita it erased the boundary. The boundary of kedusha, of Ish and Isha, it should be the strongest boundary, and it was erased. The tikkun yazas menayayin means that the person draws back and makes himself into a greater kibble for kedusha than there was there before. So just like we said, the bria has in itself the oir that's potentially there for the bria, so it's there as potential. Now, what's that tolian, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the oira not? It's totally in this part, in this hashlama, if we'll be mashlim ourselves in our day. The amount of hashpah and bracha is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. we can be mispowel for it, like Kohanim when they're mevarach Yisrael, but the ikar shebe ikar is tolui, Our makes like the kibbul, like it says by Elisha, that as he said, the oil will pour. It's how many kelim yishtaltsu, how many kelim you put down. Without a kli, there's nothing happening. It doesn't bracha doesn't fly out in the empty air and disappear. It goes into a kli. So the Torah says that a person should make himself into a nazir. Then it says, if you are goyde yourself from avera, then bracha to be chal. In other words, the ikar avoda in a person being mekabel bracha doesn't lie in creating the bracha. The bracha is there. It doesn't even lie so much in the Ratzon Hashem, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. So there is a pa'ula of being me'ir Ratzon Hashem. There is a pa'ula of making a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of being mespalel or being mevarech. But the mashbir is kind of the ikar there. It's totally in Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael deepens their Kli Kibbul, and the deepening of Kli Kibbul is the more die, the more they're able to restrict this world, there the bracha is chal. So Chazal is saying that in as much as you are, because you were good, you menazi yourself from chet, that's where you get it. The nezer lekov al roishay, that's what the Maggid says about, the Maggid speaks about the nezer part. Nezer lekov al roishay, he says, is, we're talking, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nezer, we're obviously not speaking about something that is beyond the Rebbeinu, because that doesn't exist, it's a meaningless, doesn't mean there's no such word, but it means the difference between what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to be megala. Those in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to give over, those in Yanim are Pchinas Nezer. And if somebody makes himself into Kli Kibbul by restraint, that's what happens. That, I think, is the Pshat in the V'yachalta V'savota, that we say that B'schus Tehasos Panim. So let's first go through the Brachas a little bit. There's a progression here. The bracha is not random. It sounds, first again, it's random. Yivrecha, Yishmecha, Yoer, Yisa. Bracha, Yivrecha, is Dvarim Gashmiyim. Things. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Tzayin and Bakar and whatever else. Those are in Yanim things. So just like if you give somebody a Matana, a Nedava, whatever it is, that's what you're giving. Yoer is Ha'aras Panim, is an expression of pnimius klapiet. I can give something very, very reluctantly. What can I do? He's an ani, he needs it, take. I can give something with self. I want to give to you. I want to be mehani you. That's the second darga. Yisa means it's relating to the person beyond what any framework. So the first yivrecha, I give per need, because this is so a person goes and ani goes and asks for tzedakah, and the person gives him the standard nedava. So he says, I needed it. The person has a chiv to give it. It feels bad, and he gave it to me. A person goes to somebody that he knows, likes, who's very kindly disposed to him. So the person gives with a glowing face. The person with a haras panim. But sometimes I get something where I don't even get it. Where? Why? What's this coming from? So that's something that is nesias panim, something beyond. So we have the chitzonistic giving, we have the giving of the pnimius, of the atvis, the person, and we have the giving of beyond. Those are the three dargas of Yivarecha, Yoer, and Yisa. Each one of these has a shmira. The first shmira, yivrecha is yishmerecha. I gave you $1,000. I make sure nobody steals it. That's, again, that's very simple. It's lumaseh. Yoshem panim alech yuneka means I come to a person for something, and the person gives it with chiba. So yoifi is something that's not a shmira for chiba, because yoifi comes and goes. Chain means that the person has an appeal to the other person, and that's something that allows me always to have daras panim. A person that I have empathy towards, sympathy towards, like the person, so when I see the person, I smile, I light up. So the chain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows Klal Yisrael with is the shmira that there'll always be daras panim. Yisa and Shalom is a whole new world. To give more and beyond is something which is not as a problem. It's not a shaila. Yivrecha and Yoyer are good things. Question is, do we deserve it or not? What God forgive it or not? Yisa is a problem. Yisa is a destructive. It's like when you shower a child with things he doesn't deserve, then the child is not shayach the child is poisoned by it. He learns to get things that he doesn't deserve. He learns there's no consequence. That's the destruction. That's like having the cup without a gvul to it. So I'm not giving a cup of coffee. I'm just pouring. It's all over the place. It becomes a churban. So how do I give nesias panim? How do I give beyond? A gilui of the bunch of beyond. The word shalom means that a person has an inner sense of gvulas. It says by Yisrei, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu that, you know, he should do, he should have the Seder Advarim, and Omazeh Yovel Mekoyma Yovel B'Sholim. Klal Yisrael will become B'Mekoyma Al Sholim. Sholim is when the makom of something is clear, delineated, B'Atzmiusay. So when you do mishpat and something has a b'chinas shalom bifnim, that means I don't take more than I deserve. I take, the dye is so strong that it's not mitzad that you can't pour more coffee into it. I take what I need. Chazal said, Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Shalom says that if somebody went to a dayan and the dayan was mechayev him to give his cloak away, he should sing because he was saved from gzela. In other words, if my feeling is I want, and I have no sense of gvulis, then if I lose something in it entire, I lost it. What can you do? But that I lost it. But if somebody lives with gvulis, shalom is realized. Shalom is not that we don't fight with each other. Shalom is that everything finds its makom. Everything finds its metzias, its place. And if everything finds its place, then the gvulos are not an external restriction, but they're the atzmias of the person. So Yisa Hashem Panim Ve'Lecha V'Yosim Chasholim is an extraordinary bracha. It means there can come a time. Imagine Adam HaSholem is somebody that can be. You have one person who's about taiva and will do anything to eat and eat and eat. A second person is mistopic whatever he has and that's it. A third person can be standing by a table that's Moli Kol Tov, and he takes what is good for him and that's it. Because his rutzen is the die and the rutzen are together. I don't want more than is for me. And in Choshen Mishpat it expresses itself. When a person is happy, is just as happy for winning what's his as for being freed from the gzeil of what's not his, that's called an Adam HaSholem. That's Yovel Mekoyma Shalom. When everything has a clear makom, if I can't stop expanding, because I'm just all that's turned on is my chemda, then I have a problem. But if I have a very clearly delineated sense of makom, so the kli kibul and the mushpa and the mashpia are synchronized, and that's the ultimate shleimus. So Birchas Kainim is the shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashpia, And the Bria cannot receive Shefa unless it has its Gedorim and unless it has its Dai. And having the Dai, paradoxically, makes it into Kli Kibul. The two or three areas I wanted to talk about. So one we spoke about is Taivas and things. For the person whose sense of Taiva is not limited, it's a Churban. For the person that has limitations put on him, it's doable. And the person who Be'etzim is not Mishtoike, he's Mishtoike only for his, what Be'etzim is his, that person is Toiv, Kulay Toiv. We have it Lagabe Taiva, and that's Nesiris. We have it Lagabe Choshe Mishpat, that's Amakoyma Yovah B'Sholem, that everything, that all the Chemdes Amarev has place. There's another two areas, Monageah to the world of Chachma, Das, and Torah, I won't talk about a little bit. Reb Tzadik says, in Shaiftim, in Pri Tzadik, he says that Torah, the bracha of Torah is be'ikir in Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh is beligvul. You can be a minor nevea. Torah Shebiksav, every ois and every dikduk and everything is limited, and so there's no real bracha in it. The Baal Tanya says it somewhere also, I think Shulchan maybe, that he says about that the angle of beligvul of Torah is in Gemara, meaning in Ion, in Oimek, the words are words. There's words, there's X amount of words, that's Torah Shebiksav, there's X amount of halachis, that's Torah Shebal Peh, and then there's Bli Gvul, Drosh Remez, and so on and so forth. But I have a Ha'or on it. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that it says Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Zohar Rabbi Akiva was Koisha Ksorim to the Tagin. So Rav Chaim says that it means the Chibur of Torah Shebal Peh to Torah Shebiksav. He found Rimozim and Drushes in every Pasuk to fit. So even if it was just a Tagin or a Keser on an Ois, he was able to Mechaber. And Reb Chaim Kodesh says that's the Ika Avodas Adam. The Ika Avodas in Torah is like that. It's when we see all the drushes, the vast majority of Gemaras are deal in the Olam of Dashing Psukim, where a lot of times the drusha, the pasuk is not bichlal lekuver all the halach. It doesn't really determine the halach. It's some shittas are it's asmach the balma. Some shittas say that there's a way to dashing, but tachlis, it's an inordinate amount. And yet, Chazal worked very hard to learn everything. The few places where they said impossible is Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that's it. But everything else, they very much, it was one of the major focal points of Talmud, is to find it. What's the reason behind it? I think the reason is because in Torah it's also possible that a person should, if a person begins darshaning, and there is no limitation. It's not rooted in anything. It's not coming from anywhere. He says, Mir Zayin Gefalat, I have this machshava, that machshava, other machshava is that, no chazal, no pasik, no rishon, nothing. It's all air. That's not a mayna nevea, it's a marble. The difference between a marble and mayna nevea is it limited? Is it coursing through somewhere, coming from somewhere, going somewhere? Or is it flooding? That's not Torah anymore. The Ein Sof where a person can, where anything goes, is a churban Torah, not a toiv of Torah, and therefore, the exactly like that. The bracha of Torah is in Torah Shebal Peh. The shmira of Torah is Torah Shebiksav. In Torah Shebiksav, the dugish of how much we've spoken many times about the Mesiris. And the counting the words and type of inclination, type of this and type of that, everything is counted and measured to be as true to source as possible, because that's the shmir of Torah. So in Achinami, in Torah itself, there's the chelik of Torah that's bracha, and that chelik is bligvul, and then there's the chelik that is shmira, that Torah shebiksav, and a person always, that's why the Gemara always references where do you learn it from, how do you know it. Kashas, it's only a handful of places literally that we say we have no way to put it in. It's halacha mishnah, and that's all it is. So we have it in Torah and in expounding Torah and in marchiv and achavas gvulos of Torahs, the need that even when you marchiv a gvul, there's a gvul. It's not just achava. Finally, one more place, more to do in the attitude towards learning than in the etzem learning itself. Reb Tzadik asks, not Reb Tzadik, sorry, this is pre-Aretz, it's Reb Mendel Vitebsk, it's one of Baal Tanya's Rebbeim, one of the very early Gedolei Lechassidus. He says a pshat in Kol Haroyos Hadibur Kukuli Atzat Min HaYayin. The pshat is, it's a simon hashamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made you go by and see it in order that you should learn a lesson and so on and so forth. That's definitely emes pshat. He says another knech. He says, imagine I go by, I see a Seder Kukula, and I keep on my day, I keep my daily affairs as normal. So he says that would become a b'china of chachmasay meruba mimaisav. I have this yediyah. I've seen an insight into human nature. I've seen it, and it's another fact, another maisa that I carry around. Kol shachachmasay meruba mimaisav. It says the chachma itself is oiker, the person. Chachma that has no maisa to it is a churm. And I would like to explain that a minute. It's not the pshat. There's a lot of dinim. The person learns kachim today. Bez Hashem be negeah, but learns it today. Learns tyres. Learns kachim. Learns roim. Person learns kachim mishpat. How much of it is negeah? Chachma zur maisa means if I can carry around ideas and concepts in my head that are not mischabah to me as a person. It's not something that's mechay of me because it's not part of me. That becomes top heavy, and just like if a person's head, Rahman-san, were to start becoming heavy in the body, he would flip over. That's what happens. A person whose world is kind of very detached academic world, he has many, many understandings. A person whose understandings of understanding Torah don't affect him. That the Torah itself that he has in his head is treif, because it's a Torah, in a certain way, it's defining itself as non-affecting the person. The person himself is it's kilu, it's an interesting intellectual pursuit, it's a game of some sort, it's a intellectual chess of some sort. That's all it is. So he says, unless what I saw, a person sees something as profound as a seita, a churban of a person, of a family, of everything, something in the person, it should go into somewhere. If it didn't affect him, it didn't go anyplace. It stayed in his head as another chakava yediyah, as another, believe it or not, as another yediyah ba'almo. That's chazur ha'isa. So the kli of a person, the die of a person that allows chachma to sit in him is the kli of becoming a different person. Sometimes I'm astounded. A person who's a ben Torah and it's learning, and he doesn't feel that any of his mannerisms, hanhagas, has to be different. I mean, where does it say that doing X, Y, Z is a stira to learn Pshat Nirashba? If you don't have it, if you don't have a feel that, you know, maybe I some part of me should be different now that I have the pshat, the Rashba, some sense of, you know, I'm Isaac and Torah, something in the tzura should change. If a person doesn't have that, then he does no kli, there's no kli kibble for it. It's like when you have a full cup, you pour something on it, stays a minute and falls and flies out. That's a teva dvar. That's all it is. It's never ever, I'm not being mekablet. There's nothing in me that absorbed it and is holding it. Al kapanim, the parasha is the parashas of the parasha of Birchas Kohanim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to be meichel bracha on Klal Yisrael. bracha is the things that are waiting to be given to the world. The world doesn't have it yet, but the world needs to be roya for it. Being roya means that I can hold it. When we see sometimes there's a lashon in Gemara, zchichus hadas. It's sometimes in English we go, okay, he's too big for his britches. It's like a person's walking around, he doesn't have what to do with his seichel. It's sitting on top of the person, not in the person, and that's zchichus das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a bracha for the world when you pour things that can't be taken. It's a klala. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for bracha to give bracha, and he gave a bridge for that bracha, a catalyst, that's kahanim. But there's a tnai for those brachas, and that is that the world, or Klal Yisrael, makes itself into more of a kli kibul. In as much as they're menazer themselves, in as much as they say we need room in our person for a world that's ruchnius, that there's a shefer Kadosh Baruch Hu that's appreciated, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give. The die, we can work on the die of the lamai, and make it a bigger die. It's always going to be a die. It's always going to be gvulis, but we can make the halal much bigger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are three dargas. There's gashmis to gebrocha, there's a deeper brocha, a sense of aras panim, and then ultimately there's a sense of beyond. Yisa Hashem panev lecha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives beyond. We need a shir for it. If it would be a kol shehu, that's not a shir. You can't say anything, because that's hefek what it says. Sviya is a shir. The question is how much you need to be sevea, how much you need to be happy with. So if for somebody who's a gargaron, there's who knows what shir. For somebody who's not sil nadin nefesh, a kebetza, kezayas, that's sviya. So what we can change is the sense of sviya that we have. So we'll always, even the rabbanans, the hidur rabbanan to be baruch kezayas bay is not because it has no shir, it has a shir. Except the shear of the ksivias ha'adam changed. It's true in everything that is a birchas alekim, in Torah, in limud ha'Torah, in everything. A person needs to understand getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he hasn't made himself into a kli, is chas v'shalom klala. It's like mishalom sein of lavidam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumps a lot of toiv on a bad person. And being overwhelmed with toiv doesn't allow him to do tshuva. If you're never fasting, there's no Yom Kippur. If you never feel contrite, if you never feel some pain, if you never feel anything, that's not good. That's son of Lavidim, chasrom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. And as a person works on himself to be a kli kibul, as a person understands the die of the Torah. The Torahs, whether it's in physical pleasures, whether it's in mamonis, whether it's in ruchnius and Torah and so on, the dai, the gvulas of a person, are what we, as our ikra avoda. Those gvulas, at first glance, seem to restrict us, but be'etzim, they become the kli kibul. It's within that those gvulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give bracha. And as a person is marchiv his gvulas, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha, and with every bracha together comes attached a shmira to the bracha. Chavis.
Yeah. Is this similar to what Rebbe said that if you would